It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I just learned something out about you moments ago. Mm. You said you love cleaning.
I love it when things are clean.
Oh, so you... Okay.
Yeah, but no, cleaning, I mean, does anyone really love it? You love it, what it gives you afterwards.
No, I
love... Serotonin.
No, I love cleaning. Mm. I've got a Dyson and I vacuum, no word of a lie, probably every second day.
Well, I set my RoboVac on
most
days.
Oh, must be nice.
Yeah,
Loggy.
It's pretty good.
I'm trying to convince Lou that we need a RoboVac.
Mate.
But I hear they don't do the same vac as
a
Dyson.
Yeah, of course they don't do the same vac. You still have to do a vac, like a proper vac once a week, you know, or once every few days. But, nah, man, it's good.
Oh,
it's good.
Very nice. In terms of cleaning your windows, how often would you do that?
Okay. So this has been a talking point between James and myself at the moment.
Yep.
And he's like, God, the windows look so bad. I'm like, let's hold off.
What?
Let's hold off till spring.
Are you going to wait? What? Why?
Because it's just going to rain. And because we live, you know,
semi
near the beach, right?
Yeah,
it's just, and it's always dust and things are blowing and nah, there's no point.
It takes a couple of hours. Windex, one of those little squeegee things and away you go.
So hang on, are you talking specifically inside or outside or both?
Both.
Okay.
I would be every 2 to 3 weeks clean the windows. So Wags...
Pardon me?
Well, because Wags likes to put his paws and nose up on the window as well.
Yeah.
So that makes them dirty.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see that when you're walking around the house.
Wow. I don't know anyone. Like, obviously little spot cleans, but you're talking all the windows of the house every 2 to 3. So once a month.
What? Yeah, once a month, the windows get cleaned. I do want to get a window cleaner, like, man, to come in.
You are... There is no one like you.
Well, there is. There is, and I found someone that tops me because a man has risked his life by standing on the edge of his high-rise apartment balcony in thongs to clean the outside of his sort of window balustrade, like his glass
handrail. Yes.
Now, this is next level. The gap that he's on the other side.
Idiot.
He's on the other side of the balcony.
Yeah, what's the point in that? Lean over.
Yeah, well, you're not. If you're leaning over, you're not going to get the whole bit of glass.
Use a broom.
Anyway.
Use a wet broom. That guy's nuts.
There's so many other things you can be doing. He's literally kneeling in thongs whilst a resident from an onlooking apartment is filming him in horror. They've scanned down to what they believe he's 30 floors up. And he's on the other side of the balcony cleaning his glass.
Unless he's a window washer by trade and maybe he's like, you know what, just hook up the old belt and let's just...
He's not hooked on, though.
He's not even hooked on.
The guy's not hooked on. He's literally there.
I thought in the photo there was something... What an absolute moron.
I reckon his wife or partner's just like, you listen here. This glass is filthy.
Andy,
you will go and clean that now.
I'm telling you right now, it's the opposite way. His partner's like, don't you dare go out there and clean the window like that. I will get a professional. Why would we pay for a professional?
Yes.
When I can just wear my thongs and hang over the side of this goddamn building.
You are spot on.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Logs, I don't know if it's the same for you or if it's the same for females, but sometimes us blokes, you know... We're not always feeling sexy.
Okay, yeah, now that happens with girls from time to time.
Like, I'm feeling probably my best when I've gone to the toilet, I've had a shave, I've had a shower.
Yeah.
And then I get out, I put a nice pair of jeans on, a t-shirt, and I do my hair.
Yeah.
That's when I'm feeling
good. It's a nice feeling because that's like the most fresh. Like, you smell you that you're fresh.
You're fresh, you're tidy.
Yeah.
And you look presentable.
Mm.
Now, Logs, there is a new item that can make you feel sexy.
Okay.
You don't have to shower. Okay. All you need to do is spray it. How good is this?
I'm so confused.
Pac Rabanne.
Paco Rabanne.
Paco Rabanne?
Yeah.
Paco Rabanne. The aftershave has created a perfume scientifically proven to make you feel sexy.
Okay.
Scientifically proven.
Right.
It's called the Phantom Fragrance.
I thought it would be called Sex Panther, but yeah. Phantom Fragrance it is.
Why wouldn't you go with Sex Panther?
You should totally.
Yeah. It contains natural ingredients like lavender, Now, you lose me with lavender.
Mm.
Lemon, patchouli,
yeah,
and vanilla.
Okay.
What? Do you know what a patchouli is?
Yeah, patchouli is like a flowery smell.
Okay. The scent is proven to enhance confidence and sexuality as soon as it hits your skin. The ingredients were selected after neuroscientists demonstrated that they can activate brain areas associated with seduction, alertness, and energy.
Do you know, it is always seducing when, you know, James at home whips out the potpourri. That is literally potpourri in a can.
Well, it just sounds like flower. I'm not a big lavender person.
So you've got lavender?
Yeah. Lemon.
Lemon.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
And patchouli.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
A bottle of this starts for $106.
Mm.
They're selling it at Myer's. It went on sale August 1st, so the start of the week.
Okay, all right.
It's hit the shelves.
Do you want to go do a smell test?
That's what I'm worried that if you and I go do a smell test together, I spray it on me, being a men's aftershave.
Yeah.
And you might just not be able to keep your hands to yourself.
Put your fears aside, Andy. There is no chance of that.
We might have to tape your hands together behind your back, and then we go and do a smell test.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
We want to know dental horror stories.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a hard trot over the past week.
Mate.
You were very excited to go to the dentist, which is... Yeah, funny.
No, because I love my dentist.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. You've been going to this person for a very long time. Mm-hmm. They're off at the moment. You went to your dental practice and they had a fill-in person.
Yeah.
And that fill-in person, not filling person, but the fill-in person knocked a nerve in your tooth.
Well, apparently drilled the nerve. They were saying that it was bleeding.
It's like, oops, I've gone too far.
A little bit of blood here, but that's okay. And then they said they capped the nerve or did something and then put a filling in the tooth.
Mm.
And they said there'll be pain for a few days. Take some painkillers. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
My mouth wakes me up in the night.
Yeah, and
it's
that's
excruciating.
That's a big no-no.
And they're now saying that I've got to have a root canal.
Yeah.
Or the tooth removed. But
which
I want
is a massive step as well.
I want to keep my tooth.
Yeah, I think you might need a second opinion. Jordan from Torquay. Jordan, give us your dental horror story.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Surviving.
Well, yeah, just.
I had similar to you, buddy. I went in one day and I was getting some work done. And you know those blocks that they put at the back of your teeth to sort of keep your mouth open?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so they were inserting those. And one of them, as she was trying to put it in, it actually slipped. And my whole mouth closed and completely took out a whole tooth. So I actually lost the whole tooth.
No!
In the middle of it. So what turned out to be a really simple procedure, $3,200 later.
And so you had to pay for it?
I had to pay for it. Again, similar to you. They said it was just a mistake. They tried to numb the mouth and they sort of, again, went in, tried to put the drill in the back of the tooth.
Oh.
And as they tried to put that thing in, the whole thing just completely moved back and my mouth just closed suddenly and bang, completely kicked my whole tooth.
Like, mistakes happen. We're human.
Oh,
we get that. But surely you get some form of compensation, even if it's like, all right, we'll whiten the teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, give
something.
Us a free whiten.
Give us something.
Oh, 52232955. Nicole in Curlewis, what happened to you?
Well, mine was quite a long time ago. I actually had a car accident and broke my two front teeth.
Yep. Ooh.
So they replaced them with teeth on posts. So if you could imagine that. And then one day there was an infection in one of them. So they had to actually remove that tooth. So I still had the root canal in there.
Yeah.
But as they removed the tooth, it brought the root canal out with it.
Oh, my God.
So then I've got nothing. I've got no root canal, no tooth, no nothing. So then I had to go to a specialist to get a titanium screw put in my gum.
Yes. Oh, God.
When they've gone to do it, there's no bone there.
Oh!
So this is weeks with no tooth. So there's no bone. So he starts a bone graft.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't numb me up properly.
Oh!
So he's cutting away in my gum.
And you can
and
feel
I've
it.
Got the thumbs up like, you know, you're hurting, you're hurting, you're hurting. So I'm screaming at him going, no numb, I'm not numb, I'm not numb, please stop. And then they
horrible.
Had to, after they've cut it all, and I'm still only just numb, then they had to shove in a bone graft and stitch me up and send me home.
Oh, my, okay, well, so, we asked for horror stories, and that is definitely one of the worst.
Oh, my God.
Are you all good now?
I'm all good now. Yes, but yeah, it sticks with me that pain that when you're getting cut open.
Oh my God,
and
Nicole!
There's no pain relief. Yeah.
Logs, I genuinely am dreading going to the dentist.
I know. Let's go to Mitch. Mitch, what happened to you? What is your dental horror story?
So I had some compacted wisdom teeth that needed obviously removing.
Yes.
I had the lower ones done at hospital, but the upper ones weren't the problem. So long story short, now a year later they were starting to become problematic. Went to the dentist. My local dentist wasn't available, so rang around, went to a new clinic.
Oh.
He was a bit rushed, didn't numb me up properly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was like tearful pain. Oh. Pulled one of them out and I said, you can leave the other one, that's fine.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, went back to my dentist and that was really inflamed where he pulled it out.
Oh,
and my dentist actually got in there and realised he'd not only left two roots of the tooth still in, he'd actually chipped bone and he proceeded to then pull a piece of my jawbone out and the roots of the tooth that he left in.
God. Yep. Okay, maybe we shouldn't have done this as a topic because I need to go to the dentist soon and I don't know. That's intense, George. Sorry, Mitch, that is intense.
I'm terrified now. This was the worst idea ever.
I know. Oh, my God. The horror stories just keep getting worse and worse. Christy, wrap this one up for us. What happened at the dentist, mate?
I'm not going to make it much better for you. I'm a bit similar to Mitch. Went to the dentist to get my four wisdom teeth out.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a relatively new dentist to me. She had said, super simple procedure, have the x-rays. It's literally just going to pop them out. Takes about 5 minutes or two, so you'll be in and out of here in 30. Mm-hmm. No problem. And I went, all right, that sounds fine. Not true. Was in there for 2.5 hours. She was literally wrestling with my face and my shoulders. She had me pinned down. So did the fin chick. It was awful. There was blood on my face. It was mine. Blood on her face. I could see it in the reflective glasses that she was wearing.
Oh, my God.
It was proper horror story stuff.
Okay, so where do you go from that in the relationship? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like at the end is, you know, when she's like, so how did that go? Are you honest about it or?
I think I was lost for words, which rarely happens, but I had tears pouring down my face from about 5 minutes. And even the receptionist chased me out the door and said, I am so sorry that happened to you.
God.
You're just glad it's over, though. You're just sort of catch you later.
And then what are we talking price-wise for that one?
Oh, that was probably around $3,000. And I then ended up with a dry socket. So when you end up with, like, that nasty air gap hole that you have to fill with actual dried cloves.
Okay, all right. I think that's enough horror stories for today.
K-Rock.